Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the street! Bubba. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waking on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, yo. My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective. We giving it to you, man. This is the tax edition. Because you know you got to file your taxes by tomorrow, baby. So we giving it to you, man. This is the IRS edition. You already know. April 14, 2014. It's a lot going on. The 78th Masters yesterday. Your boy Bubba Watson. His second Masters in 3 years. But the storyline is the guy who came in second, Jordan Spieth, 20-year-old, first Masters. His booty hole got tight. We'll talk about that. Also, Manny Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley, gave us a good fight Saturday night. Bro, your boy Alden Smith. Ooh, poor Alden. Poor Alden. Your boy Ocho Cinco, he's made the news. Michael Phelps might be talking about coming out of retirement. Or matter of fact, he is coming out of retirement. And the streets is talking down here in Tucson, Arizona, talking about your boy, Aaron Gordon, likely to go pro. But before we get into these storylines, what the deal to the super producer and my cellmate, T-Row? How was your weekend, baby?
Man, what's up to the world, L Buggy? What's happening? Man, you know how it was this weekend, man. It was action-packed. We got all these spring games jumping off. You know, they showing all the young new talent getting ready to showcase for the, you know, new NCAA football season coming up in a couple of months. But, you know, it was all about Saturday night and yesterday, trying to see who's going to win that green jacket. Get old Bubble. But, damn, I was going for that boy Jordan, man. You know, Dallas in the house, man. You know what I'm saying. Straight from the North Dallas area, that boy Jordan Spieth, 20 years old, one and done. He almost did it, L Boogie. Went to the University of Texas for 1 year. Came out, first Masters. Woo! He was on Bubba. He gave Bubba some of that good pressure. But, you know, Bubba been there before. You can tell who done been there before. And, man, let me tell you. His booty hole got tight. I didn't want to say it. But, damn, yeah, his booty hole got tight, man. That eighth and ninth hole, man, you know, it'd be a lot of people in Augusta. You know what I mean? And, hey, man, when you hit that corner, man, when you to make that turn and you see that crowd, yeah, man, that can make your booty hole get tight if you ain't never been there before. But big ups to the young fella who took second. Got a lot of money for taking second place in the Masters, I tell you that. And look who done caught another sucker attack, L Boogie. What's wrong with your boy Aldis Smith? I can't wait to talk about him. I just don't get it. I just really don't get it. Do he not want to be in the NFL? I just don't get it, L Boogie. But I know we're going to get to that. But what's up, Joel? I see you, baby. What's going on with the topic, L Boogie? What you jumping on first?
Well, you already jumped on the first topic with Bubba Watson. You know, his second Masters in 3 years. Big up to him. You know what I mean? Lucky lefty. Another lefty has won. He just looked so cool. Cool and calm how he looked over the weekend. He bogeyed a couple holes, but he stayed the course, and he did what he had to do to win. And let's talk about you big dummy, Alden Smith, detained at Los Angeles International Airport for, first of all, saying that he has a bomb in his bag. That's 1 year. That's a one. You can get up to a maximum of 1 year with that. But they also said that he was a little intoxicated. So he went past the first checkpoint. You know how it is when TSA, when security, you go through the second one, and they pull you to the side. So I'm asking you, Ro, is Alden Smith at fault for this situation, or did they just pick him out of the, you know, out of the bunch?
Man, when you see a big black dude about 6'6", weighing about 250, real cut, got them red beady eyes, got that little, you know, semi-breath for the alcohol, you know what I mean? Because you know how I get, man. When you sleep a little bit too much, it come out your pores instead of being on your breath. So for me, honestly, L Boogie, I'm going to say this. I think they were just messing with my dude. And my dude got upset and was like, you know what? Since you're messing with me, I'm about to mess with you. Because I know I got money to jump bail. So you want to mess with me? You didn't already check me once. And then you're going to check me again? Come on, man. You already had me go through the machine that blows up everything on your clothes and there. I done been through this. And then you wait till I get down there by the gate, and then you tell me I got to do it again. Come on, man. To me, it sounds like they just picking on a big black dude that look like, you know, he ain't got nothing to do but just get on the flight and cause a little havoc. But what did he do, El Boogie? What did he do?
First of all, let me tell you what he did. knowing that anywhere you go, you represent the Shield. That's just like you being employed by the streets and you going out, even on your free time, you're still representing the streets. He needs to understand that. He already has charges pending on another case that he pled not guilty for. With weapons inside his house not registered. That's one. You already have a suspicion of DUI and marijuana. That's two. All then. You went to rehab. Okay. You think you're bigger than the alcohol. It's bigger than you. It always wins. Trust me, Alden. Don't mess up your career. And listen to this. He didn't do anything illegal. It doesn't say you can't be in the airport having drinks. Heck, they got bar and grills inside the airport for you to order drinks. But you're Alden Smith. You already represent the Shield.
Hold up, hold up. Wait a minute. It's not even we're not even in season. So you mean tell me, okay, yeah, you gave me the green light. I can have a drink or two. But wait a minute. We all have a drink or two before we get on the flight. We know that we want to just be comfortable in our own zone. If we don't have the new big-time phones that give you everything that you need to see, you know, to watch a movie, if you don't have an iPad or all this top-notch equipment, you're going to sleep. You're going to get it. You're going to grab, hey, little miss, let me get a pillow. You're going to grab your pillow, put it on your shoulder. You're going to be asleep. When you wake up, you're where you belong. Come on, Eric. They just messing with a big black dude. I know he's with the Shield. But hold on, man. We are not in season. I'm on summer break. I'm trying to get to Costa Rica, so I already bought three of these little bad, whoever they are. I ain't Costa Rican. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, El Boogie, when I got plans like that, man, you can't spoil them by pulling me over the two times in the airport telling me that my breath smells like alcohol. Come on, man. What's really going on?
At first, it wasn't that his breath smelled like alcohol. They just were doing a second check. Yes, I get appalled because they tell me to go to the side for a second check. But you got to remember, you can't go ballistic. I'm Alden Smith. I'm already under the microscope because I drink. You got to understand the situation. You got to do a better Denzel like on Flight. You got to be a little bit more polished how you approach the airport if you're going to get saucy. Where's your breath mint? Where's your cologne? Man, who's in this guy's circle? It always falls back to the circle. Oh, my goodness.
Man, well, I'm going to tell you this. It's a sad situation in the 49 land right now. Alden, I just don't understand why you say you had a bomb. I just don't get that. Out of anything to tell the people, why would you tell them you had a bomb? You wanted to go to jail. That's all it tells me, El Boogie. I'm upset at the airlines for checking him twice. But I'm more upset at Alden for telling him that he had a bomb. Come on, Alden Smith. You ain't got to be an A-Rab for them to mess you up in that airport talking about you got a bomb. You lucky you didn't get stabbed with pins. Because them boys don't play.
Let me ask
you
this.
I'm surprised they didn't shoot him, El Boogie, with the taser gun with the camera on it to let him see on TMZ. I'm telling you, if it would have been you or I, boy, they would have had to pull about six cartridges out of us because they would have tagged us up, boy. Heartbeat would have been high and a little bit, but probably heart would have busted with so many tasers they would have shot us with it. We could say we had a bomb in L.A. In Elliott, come on, man.
If you're the 49ers, By May 3rd, he's due $9.8 million. Do you cut him, or do you keep him and you give him that $9.8 million? If you're the 49ers.
Man, if I'm 49, I ain't doing nothing but sitting back. Because guess who going to take care of this one? You ain't got to worry about the 49er cap. Good old RG, Roger Goodell, will put his hand in that bucket of fire. I can tell you that right now. He going to take that one over in the Alden. Hey, like El Boogie said, man, you had two strikes already. And then you going to let this one be the third? Woo-wee. Well, Roger Goodell, yeah, you're going to be meeting in Roger Goodell's office before the season starts. You can bet on that one, partner.
See, the thing about it, though, yes, they're going to wait on Roger Goodell with his hammer at the same time. Is he going to be on the team as he's waiting on the hammer? See, that's the key. They can wait and let Roger Goodell handle it, but will they keep the rights for 9.8?
Hey, I tell you what, we'll definitely take it with a star. You know, we'll definitely put a star on his helmet if the 49ers let him go. You know what I mean? Because we've had great history with 49er players coming over to the Cowboys in recent history. So, you know, I'll take it. I'll take good old Alden. Since DeMarcus Ware left, hey, we need somebody on that right end. So I'll take it. It don't matter. I tell you that. And I tell you this. It's going to be a lot of people, a lot of other teams, a lot of other organizations out there that will roll that dice to get that 5-2-4 trade on that player like that. I can tell you that.
And I can tell you this. Roger Goodell, he's going to tell all 32 teams, don't you dare offer him a contract until we take care of this situation. I bet you that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. Yeah, you know, when Roger Goodell speaks, yeah, them boys better listen real thick because you done something bad if Roger Goodell got to go speak to all the rest of the organization.
Before we go to commercial, let me ask you this. What was your thoughts about Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao Saturday night?
Better fight than the first one, I would say, because Tim Bradley actually won a round that I thought he actually won. And for Manny Pacquiao to get the win and to regain the title, I wasn't surprised by that, because I can tell you this, El Boogie, if he would have lost that fight, he really would have had to retire. I don't want to say had to retire, but it would have been 97.9% that he was going to have to retire, dude. You know, and I'm glad that he got the belt, because this means that we have an opportunity for the fight that we've all been waiting for. Everybody talk about, no, I ain't going to watch it, I ain't going to pay. I bet you you'll pay for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. I can guarantee you that, because I tell you this. I'm paying for it. I ain't going nowhere. I'm sitting in the studio, and I'm going to make sure I have a front row seat to watch that one, because that's going to be a throwdown. And then you're old Manny. Yeah, yeah, I'm 100% sure that I don't want to fight Mayweather now. No, you don't. You still not going to win that fight. I'm not going to say you're going to get knocked out, but I'm just going to say this. You still ain't going to win whether you are 100% or 50%. You should have took the $40 million in the beginning.
There you have it. I'll give you my opinion, world, when we come back for a commercial, because we're running up against the break. But give us a call, 347-855-8896, or, man, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. Go to Ustream, Global Network One. Shout out to my man AJ. You know what I mean? Shout out to the sports officials. Hey, man, I want to send my prayers out, man. Shout out to the chef, man. He had a seizure over the weekend. So I want to give a shout out. World, pray for the chef. He bringing so much controversy. He falling out on us. So I want to give a shout out to the chef. Hey, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
Hey, L Boogie, before we go to a commercial, man, I want to give a shout-out real quick, man, and dedicate this show to one of my partners who meant a lot to me, man, from the hood, man. This show tonight is dedicated to my dude, Sanford Porsche, man, one of the realest dudes I ever grew up with, man. Hey, better known as Fleetwood, yo, let's get to this commercial, man. This for you, Fleet. I feel you, baby.
Never talk to the cops, I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jan Jack. Tell the bitches that be hatin', I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers, I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas, can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want, I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shoveling in the dirt. R.I.P. rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 times.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it, fuck talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Suchi, young Suchi, where trucks fit, fuck Gucci. She blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 chains.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
They sure do.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches.
Look it. And look it. All my niggas look rich as fuck. Woo! We back. It's tax season, baby. And so we gonna start taxing that ass. And that's what happened to Tim Bradley. He got taxed. He got
don't
taxed.
Don't tax him, Boogie.
But I tell you what, I give a much respect to Tim Bradley because he gave the people what they wanted. He said, oh, you didn't think I beat him convincingly? Or you don't think I lost convincingly? I'm going to go in here and try to knock him out with being, you know, outclassed for the second straight fight. I must say, early on, Tim Bradley had it going. It was going back and forth, first 5 or 6 rounds. You can say it was tied. But Manny, being Manny, took control near the end. Now.
Yeah.
All around the country, same song. Digital Underground, all around the world, same song. Everybody's water cooler. Everywhere you see, people are talking about, ooh, what Manny would do to Floyd. Stop it. Stop it. I love Manny. But who knows what'll happen, because we're not going to see neither one of these guys in their prime fight each other. Manny Pacquiao, 35. Floyd Mayweather, 37. How many more fights, good ones, do they have left in the tank? And people always say, you know, Floyd is great. Yes, Floyd is great. Don't get it twisted. He is. But this is going to be one of the conversations to keep him out from being pound for pound the greatest welterweight. But pound for pound, will he go down? I don't know, because he hasn't fought Manny Pacquiao.
Hell no, he ain't going down. What's wrong with you?
Because I tell you what, that's why I got a lot of respect for De La Hoya. Even though he get his ass whooped, he still fights them all. He fought them all.
You cannot compare Pacquiao to the Golden Boy. The Golden Boy.
I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather. No,
yeah,
I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
Because he fought everybody. This is what's going to happen.
Floyd and Manny are going to fight. So what, it ain't in their prize. We all know that them boys should have fought 5, 7, 10 years ago. We know that. But it didn't happen. And we still waiting. And that's going to be the highest grossing fight, man, probably all time, if these two make it, when they make it happen. It ain't going to be too many more fights, man. Pacquiao and this boy Mayweather got to fight. And they got to fight sooner than later. If they fight sooner, it's gone. Nobody going to really want to watch it. But if they fight within the next two fights, woo-wee. Nobody don't want to see a fight like the movie Grudge, man, with your boy Stallone and who was my other dude? It wasn't Al Pacino.
De Niro.
We don't want to see with your chest baggy and all. We want to see it like you look right now. So get it done. Come on, Mayweather. Offer him $45 million this time. Give him $5 million more. See if he'll bite on that.
45 sounds real good. But Manny won 50-50. Is it Manny or is it his promoter who's demanding the money? Because like we did our homework, Manny Pacquiao's biggest payday was $20 million. You turned down 40?
Yeah.
You're not the draw. And I love you to death. The money team is the draw.
That's where you should have, exactly. You should have signed a contract then. Hey, El Boogie, let me ask you this real quick while it's on my mind before we, you know, get to the asylum and all that, man. Let me ask you. Did you see Manny Pacquiao's mama in the crowd with the voodoo doll hiding behind the one big dude who was standing in front of him? Did you see Manny Pacquiao's mama?
Did I see Manny Pacquiao's mama? Boy, I hope she sits there ringside when he fights Floyd Mayweather. I hope she sits courtside. Ringside then, because he's going to see it. That was very interesting. Very peculiar on how Miss Pacquiao antics was during the fight. You talking about body English.
She had that voodoo doll. She was stabbing it and everything. Give it till Bradley couldn't take it.
Wow. Man. You want to go into the insider first, or you want to talk a little NBA real fast before we get to the bottom of the hour?
Let's talk a little NBA before we go to the asylum.
So before we go to the asylum, we're just going to talk about the year in review. You had a lot of things going down in the NBA. Russell Westbrook, multiple injuries. Kevin Love, once again, piling up the double-doubles. Tim Duncan, 37 years old, possibly first-team All-NBA. San Antonio, once again, second straight year with the best record in the NBA. I pose questions to the world and pose the questions to you, Ro. You got new teams in the East, the Raptors, the Bobcats, the Wizards. Will they make noise in the playoffs? Then I pose another question to you. Will LeBron James and the Miami Heat three-peat? I'm just throwing these things out to you and the world. Who's your rookie of the year? Who's your most valuable player? Is this the year of OKC getting over the hump, getting back to the finals? Is this the year that the Indiana Pacers overtake the East and beat LeBron James and dethrone him in the Heat on their way to the finals?
Well,
is this
buddy,
the year? Hold on, Ro. Let me ask you this. Is this the year that a first-year coach named Jason Kidd gets his kids to the Eastern Conference Finals? I got a lot of questions for you in the world. The NBA was frenzy this year. We had a lot of sucker attacks. There's a lot of crybaby gangsters also, but it was very entertaining. That boy Kevin Durant, he could have broke the streak. He had 23 in the end of the third quarter, but they was blowing him out so much. Scotty and the Durantula, they talked about it. So no, we ain't even gonna play the fourth. I'm cool with 23. Are you kidding me? I hope it pays off, Kevin. Will you get to the finals again? So, Ro, talk to me, baby. What you think about this year's NBA in review?
Yeah, man, I must give you props, man. You know, that was a lot of information to go off on. You know what I mean? And now that the season's coming to an end on Wednesday, you know, there are a lot of punchlines and storylines to what the NBA presents this season, you know? And what I'm going to start out with, I must say this, dog. Let me stand up and salute my brother, dog. L Boogie told me at the beginning of the season that the Toronto Raptors was a team that we should be looking after this season. And lo and behold, do you see what the Toronto Raptors have done? Them boys been clinched the spot in the playoffs the first time since 2006-2007. They done won the Atlantic Division. I mean, whoa! Toronto, man, I can't believe it. So big ups to you, L Boogie, for calling that one out. I'm really going to pay attention to these Raptors, even though, yeah, they might be able to present some danger, but they're going to have to face either Indiana or Miami in the second round, which could be the difference of them, you know, that season coming to an end. But big ups to you, to the Raptors, man, doing your thing over there across the border in Canada. That's what's happening, L Boogie. But my thing is, Indiana. I can't believe, out of everything that didn't happen this season, L Boogie, what has taken place in the last 7 days has really put something on my mind, man, and I can't shake it. Indiana has fought so hard to show that they should be deserving of the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. But then about 7-8 days ago, woo-wee, they had blunders going on. People pointing a finger, coach sitting players out, people looking like they need some of that smelling salt to get it right, to get back in the game. And they lose to Miami, but yet they come back and get the number one seed. Are they for real, L Boogie? And see, I can't show. Are they for real? Man, Miami about to three-peat around this joint. It don't matter how good of a season Durant done had. Yes, he will be the MVP. Yes, San Antonio done won 60-plus games for Lord, I know how many times since Pop been the coach. But it ain't gonna matter, L Boogie. It don't matter when it comes to the end, when you got them boys caught a heat with the whiteout, and Lord have mercy. When they get it going and D-Wade get the, man, look. Yeah, man, three-peat time, dog. Big ups to all the teams who've been fighting to get there. I want to see Phoenix get in, even though I know Memphis just might be the ones to kick that. See, that's what might happen. If Memphis beats San Antonio, we know what's going to happen. We saw it happen a couple years ago. It don't matter your record, San Antonio. You know what Memphis provides for you. That's problems. Hell, Boogie, it's about to get dirty and funky on Sunday. I can't wait. Oh, it's the 20th. That's when the playoffs start. Is that Saturday? I can't wait. Come on, 420. Nah, that's Sunday. 420 is Easter. I know what 420 is. I'm a big advocate of 420.
419, producer. But I love 422 because it's Easter.
Yeah, this year is on Easter.
Then let me tell you this. I'm going to argue on the other side. You say Kevin Durant. I'm going to say LeBron James. He's led his team as the MVP. He's led his team in all categories. And let's not behold, they're fighting for the number one spot despite playing one-third of the games without Dwayne Wade.
You are a hater.
How am I hating?
LeBron James would be leading all categories on all the teams in the NBA, even if he played for the San Antonio Spurs. It wouldn't matter, man. We know this dude is a machine. But come on, man. He has not done what KD has done this season, man.
KD is not vying for the best record in his respective league. Yes,
how
he's
tough
played
is the
East,
L Boogie?
Not that good. Not that good. But you play 41 games in the West. Am
okay.
I correct?
Yes, you are correct, but Miami is not – they're competing for the number one seed in the East, not in the NBA. I mean, not for the best record. San Antonio's already sold that up, so what does it matter?
So listen to this. I just got a kite. Miami lost tonight. Indiana gets the number one seed in the East. Does it really matter? Does it matter for the Heat?
Only if Indiana makes it to the finals, because we this is what we talked about before the show. We know why it was so important for Indiana to have the number one seed, but Miami has been there before. So, I mean, it was important for Indiana, but not so much for Miami. Do you agree or do you disagree with that one?
I agree. I think it was important for Indiana just for their psyche, because they've been leading the conference the whole year, and for them to lose it, I think that would have crushed them going into the playoffs, just because, you know, how volatile they are right now without Danny Granger. But who knows? They might lose in the first round to Atlanta. Atlanta poses matchup problems for every team that's in the playoffs. So it's going to be very interesting. They got some veterans mixed in with some young guys. So it's going to be very intriguing in the East on the playoffs. In the West, they're talking about the Clippers. I'm not really enthused by the Clippers because you play 82 games in the regular season. You can't really sit down and gauge a guy and really study film for 2-3 days. See, that makes a lot of difference. Now,
right.
Blake Griffin, we'll see if you got some post moves and all that, because we know in any tournament that's played, the closer you get to the goal, it shrinks. Every possession counts. The floor shrinks. So it's going to be a half-court game most of the time. And I know the callers and some people out there, you know, he's been on the show hampering injuries, or they've just been saving him, Jamal Crawford. We'll see. Like I said, don't be like T-Pain. I'm in love with the stripper. Because that's what he reminds you of. Regular season, he goes off. Oh, Jamal, you get him in the playoffs, boy, he MBG. Nothing but garbage. I can't put too much on that. Let me ask you this. Who's your rookie of the year this year?
My rookie of the year, man. Hey, that's a good one now, Boogie. There's one rookie that you might laugh at me when I tell you this, L Boogie, but I'm going to give him his props. He's one of not too many rookies who've been able to start or have an impact when he played minutes for his team. And there were a lot of good rookies out there that really did their thing. Oladipo would be the front runner, but I'm not going to pick Oladipo, who was, you know, the first guy picked. I'm going to go with Mason Plumlee, the center for the Brooklyn Nets. Because like you mentioned earlier, if Jason Kidd is able to get his kids going over there in Brooklyn, which is the number one danger for the Miami Heat, it's not the Indiana Pacers. Everybody get that straight. It's the Brooklyn Nets who's the Miami Heat's kryptonite. And what Mason Plumlee has done this season for the time that he has been playing, L Boogie, he deserves to be the rookie of the year this season to me. That's just to me. And I know a lot of people might not agree with me, but watch Plumlee. Watch what he does in down low. L Boogie, who is your rookie of the year before we go to a break?
Whew. I tell you what, I did real bad on call. I might have called out Toronto Raptors as being, you know, a playoff team, but I didn't do too well with calling out Anthony Bennett as being a number one draft pick. He did nothing. You want to talk about... I think he with Denzel in the safe house. I don't know what they did with him. My goodness,
yeah.
He's MBG. But I tell you what, I gotta go with Oladipo. Had a great year, consistent, averaged 14 points. You know what I'm saying? A game. Plumlee, I tell you what, he led all rookies with more Sports Center highlights. I tell you that.
Yes.
He had a lot of people getting his poster. So yeah, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the asylum, and I'm going to give you my first team All-NBA this year. Yeah, I know. Me and my co-host, we always beg to differ. But I'm just going to give you my first team. You know why? I'm going to give you the streets first team, baby. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, 347-855-8896. Super producer, co-host T-Rose, ULs and G's. Man, we'll be back and forth. Let's go.
Streets!
Show me in the Bible where it say you can't smoke weed. Proceed, inhale, exhale, blow donut size with the smoke. So, breathe, follow my lead. And they can see hydroponically. Spinach, broccoli, greens, life is much better than it seems. Kinda feel like I got wings. I can put party at it just Nelly. I'm trying to get her to do some things. Gotta
2 liter bottle of Sprite, and a fifth of that there landed. And a nine smoker sweet red Dixie cup for our ashtray. Cows up under the doors and over the smoke detector. Wow, but Hickam acting a whole protective security trying to kick us out. Then we talking hella loud. Warning me and my guests. Told us we gotta leave if it's one more complaint at the front desk. Smoking and drinking is what I do. I don't know about you, but imagine waking up in the morning with nothing else, nothing else to do.
What you sipping on?
We got that endo, right from the intro. No, that's pretendo. Mino comprendo, back out my benzo. AC on 71, I let the wind blow. Trunk, bumping that shit. My big cousin Early, keep a cup of that shit. See, I've been trying to roll, trying to ride, while I step on a slide, while I'm repping that motherfucking west side. That's where we come from, slingshots, marbles, and double dutch. I keep 2 guns, so they call me double clutch. Pop 3, Yahtzee, Carlos Rossi. Earl hit Calvin, then he round up the posse. Set it off, let it off, pow pow. Like Indians, we had a big powwow. He got the alcohol, we got the vegetables. Original, magic gal, mystic gal, twisted pal.
What you sippin' on?
Alumni drowning, everything around me. Stop at the light, I'm stuck. I can't help it, I'm high as fuck. Dibble dabble with the cushion, I mix it up with the hash, and I roll it up in the blunt, and I hit it and look at that. Like, damn, that shit is bomb. I'm faded, only in Cali diesel, legal and medicated.
I'm so elevated, so levitated. Tone down for the flow up, you know I'm cultivated. Equal it all out, 40 grams on the scale. 60 boxes, switches, now it's time to inhale, inhale. Smoking them switches for my niggas and bitches. You know who got that bomba weed, so come get with us. Up, up in the sky and I can't come down. High as a motherfucker, E-40 and dog down. Rap, rap, rap.
Woo! We jamming tonight. Woo! 347-855-8896. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Man, we've been hollering about Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao. Bubba Watson, he did his thing. Second Masters in 3 years. He took it, the 78th Masters. Alden Smith, what an altercation. Him and the police, he was charged with, you know what I mean? Talking about he had a fake, he had a bomb. So he was charged with that $20,000 bail, but you know he got out. We've been hollering about this NBA. Your rookies of the year, your most valuable player. We didn't even get into the most improved, but a lot to talk about, a lot of storylines. Caller, when you call in, man, just tell us what's on your mind. You know what I mean? Jadeveon Clowney, he said he ain't clowning around no more. He said he ain't working out for no more team. You better take me at number one, and don't you clown around. Oh! The Pacers, they locked up the number one seed in the East. I think that was big for them. Me and Ro discussed that. So, Ro, who you got coming on first in the asylum on this tax edition? Who getting the tax?
Oh, man. Yeah, make sure you get the tax done by tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or they go cut you shout. Nah, you got to midnight. I'm just BSing. So make sure you get them right. But you know where we going, brother. We going to take it out to the lab, man. We ain't heard from my brother, man, in a couple of shows, man. So I want to see what the big brother, old T-Mac, got to talk about this either. You know. Yo, big brother T-Mac, you all with the streets, baby. What's happening?
What's good, y'all, man? Oh, man, the show is hot tonight, man. There's a lot of sports topics out there, and y'all definitely hitting on everything, man.
Man, we trying to, man. We trying to hit hard like hockey. You know, hockey playoffs start Wednesday, so we want to come out strong and do what we do. We boxing strong around this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all doing it today like always, baby.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. Were you able to watch the Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley fight over the weekend, brother?
Well, you know, man, I'm down with the money team, man. And when you down with the money team, man, I mean, we don't watch them type of fights. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't about to spend no money on pay-per-view or go nowhere else to see a Pacquiao-Bradley fight. You know what I'm saying? I did catch some little highlights here and there, and I would tell you this. If Manny Pacquiao gets in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, how he fought Bradley, he's done. Did you see the cut over his eye that he had? Bradley,
yes,
watched him from the highlights, what I've seen a couple times. Hey, he get in the ring with Manny Mayweather just like he fought Bradley. It's over. It's done. He need to take this 40
million. I don't think that. Excuse me for cutting you off. I'll let you get back to your point. But I don't think that Floyd Mayweather has the punching power as Tim Bradley.
Man, he don't need the punching power that Tim Bradley got. He got skills. I don't think Pacquiao can even hit Floyd. That's the key, L. Boogie. I don't even think he can hit him. He don't have a skill. Man, that dude, I looked at his record, man, he's 56-5 with like two draws, man. It's a blueprint to beat him. Just like you said earlier, L. Boogie, his biggest payday, man, is 20 mil. 20 mil. Floyd is giving you 40 million. 40 million to fight him. But you know what else that came out the streets was talking? Hey, Bob Arum get 33% of the 40 million. So, of course, he want more money. And like Floyd said, dude, Bob Arum taking 30% of your money, you might as well just let me pay you with that, man. Pacquiao don't want no parts of Floyd, man. No parts of Floyd. I'm surprised he done finally woke up from Marquez knocking his ass out.
Listen, man. A man Mel said in Scarface, every dog has their day. Now, we didn't see the marvelous Tommy Hearns, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, not marvelous, but we've seen Hitman Tommy Hearns get knocked out by Marvelous Hagler. It happens. I'd rather go in the ring fighting somebody with some reputation and some street credibility.
Floyd Mayweather's in the gym right now. Training. That's what he's doing. He's great. He's born to be great. And it's just in his DNA, man. It's in his DNA. And if he never fight Pacquiao, what you mean he'll never go down for the best pound-for-pound fighter? Yes, he will, L. Boogie. Yes, he will.
No, he won't. Guess what he'll go down
stop
as?
Hating.
Guess what he'll
stop,
go down as?
Stop drink,
the one
stop
who
drinking that head away.
From the best fight that he could have had.
No, all Pacquiao got to do is take the drug test, take the 40 mil, and be happy with that, man. But, you know,
if they fight, take the blood test the day before the fight.
That ain't what Floyd wants. Floyd brings the money. Floyd calls the shot. Floyd is the biggest draw. Manny Pacquiao and Bob Arum can't call no shots when it comes to the best promoter in the game right now, promoting itself, Floyd Mayweather. Y'all want Pacquiao to call shots? Call shots on what? Floyd undefeated. Floyd never lost. Floyd the biggest draw. Floyd the one who's bringing money to boxing, and he's fighting whoever top rank says is the best fighter. And everybody's going to beat Floyd, so Floyd is always going to be the bad guy, but he's the bad guy that's making 40 mil a fight. He's getting over 300, damn near close to $1 billion from Showtime. Pacquiao better fight him, man.
Do what Tim Bradley did. Do it for the streets, man.
Man, that's why he won't go down in the street as pound for pound, one of the best to do it.
He don't fight for the streets no more. He said he fights for his kids and being the best. The hell with the streets ain't going to pay him $40 million. It's a blueprint to beat Pacquiao. It's no blueprint to beat Floyd Mayweather. Simple as that.
Yes, it is.
Has tried,
and maybe,
and maybe
Manny has it and he's running.
We'll see. On to the next topic,
switch
baby.
Switching gears. Give me your NBA synopsis.
Hey, man. Y'all was talking about the Toronto Raptors, man, and, you know, you did say that earlier in the season when it started out, watch out for them guys, but, man, them dudes ain't about to make it out the first round. They're not about to make it out the first round. I can't even name nobody on the Raptors team since they got rid of Rudy Gay. You know what I'm saying? And Chris Bosh. But, you know, I take my hat off to those guys. D. Rosen, that's his name? D. Rosen or whatever, he played for them, right?
DeRosa, you got Terrence Ross.
I don't know.
You got
Laurie
at the point guard.
I don't know those guys. They're not going to make it out the first round. I'm going to make
let
sure
me ask
to keep
you this.
My
out of three new teams, the Wizards, the Bobcats, and the Raptors, who has the best chance of coming out that first round?
The Wizards. I think with John Wall and Bill, those dudes, man, they playing on all cylinders right now. You know what I'm saying? They just beat the Heat tonight, but that didn't really count because LeBron James and Bosh, D-Wade, and them, none of them guys, I think, played tonight. So, you know, I think the Heat is comfortable with that number two spot. I don't see nobody in the East giving them problems, but like with Big Boy T said, is the Brooklyn Nets. You know what I'm saying? Indiana, man, they at first earlier in the season and midway through, but lately the last month, I don't think Indiana has it, man, at all to go against LeBron James. And Dwayne Wade seems pretty healthy coming from his hamstring injury. Chicago, I think they'd take the – what? Might take Miami to five games if they was to meet up with them. But it's the Brooklyn Nets that got a chance. But at the end of the day, you know, playoffs is when – it's just like March Madness times 10. Everybody step it up. LeBron James level, his game going to be like, man, in a boom, man. You know what I'm saying? That dude going to be on Pluto, Saturn somewhere, man. You know, when these playoffs come. So I don't see nobody beating the Heat. I see them making it to the Eastern Conference Finals and making it to the NBA Championship.
Who's your MVP? Who's your Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year go to Carter Williams for Philadelphia. My sixth man of the year is my man, Jamal Crawford. Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved Player of the Year is Anthony Davis. And my MVP is Kevin Durant, L Boogie. How is you sitting up here saying that LeBron James leads his team in all these stats? So does Carmelo Anthony. So does Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is the MVP this year, hands down, flat out, with the record he was going with, the way he was balling. When he matched up with LeBron James, the times he did match up with him twice, he did his thing. That's the MVP. And OKC, hey, this might be their year, man. This might be their year. Who knows? We'll see.
Who you want the Browns to take?
Sammy Watkins. We need a receiver. Our defense always been good. We need somebody line up on the other side. Sammy Watkins or I don't think he'll make it to us. The lining guy. I can't think of his name, El Boogie. Help me out. Because, you know, Joe Thomas, he's getting older now.
Clowney?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
You talking about Jadeveon Clowney?
No. This guy, he's on the O-line. He's on the offensive line. offensive tackle.
Oh, you're talking about the Matthews kid from Texas A&M?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think they got him going maybe to St. Louis Rams as of right now. Maybe he might be two or three. But I would like to see, you know, see that because we need somebody to block for Tate. We need somebody to block for Hoyer if he's going to be the quarterback and stuff. Joe Thomas is getting old. The dude Mack act like he don't even want to be here. So, you know, Sammy Watkins or that O-lineman, I'll be happy with, sir.
So will the fans be happy with Alex Mack because he signed a tender with Jacksonville and Cleveland matched it?
I don't think he want to be here, though, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he want to be here. And you going to a team that's sorrier than us. That's letting me know that you don't want to be here, so let him go.
I don't think that's the case. I think it was forcing the Cleveland Browns' hand. Pay me. First, they're going to franchise him instead of giving him a deal. His agent worked out something and tested the market.
If you keep him here and you don't give him what he wants or what he feel like he wants, what are you going to do? Fake an injury, I'm hurt, don't play. Go out here and get this rookie who nice and build off of that. You know what I'm saying? Let him go take his ass to Jacksonville if that's where he want to go. You got options.
Trust me. He didn't want to go to Jacksonville. Only reason why he would have went to Jacksonville was just for the money. They took a chance and gambled, and trust me, he wants to be in Cleveland.
Okay. Well, if he want to be in Cleveland and he's staying, Sammy Watkins. I feel we need to get a receiver. I mean, we got some little decent veterans to come in. We got Nate Burleson from Detroit. He's here with us now, but he's injury prone. We got the dude from Cincinnati that just came. But I like to see the little young rookie, Sammy Watkins, come. You know what I'm saying? We still got Greg Little, so the competition is going to be there. And then with the next pick, we need to look at some running back, somebody to back up Tate. Or, you know, we still got a couple players coming back. Now, that one guy I thought looked pretty nice that broke his leg in, like, the first game or preseason game. I thought he was kind of nice.
Before I let you go, I know you watch a lot of NBA. If you can, it's understandable. You're in review. Who's your first team all NBA this year?
First team all NBA. You got to go with your man, Tim Duncan. He had a good year. LeBron James. Carmelo Anthony. What's your boy from Houston? The Joe.
Kevin. I'm sorry. Durant.
No, from Houston.
Hardy Har. I'm tripping.
Yeah. So we got LeBron, Harden, Kevin Durant, Tim Duncan, and Chris Paul.
Wow, you're on the lines of something of what T-Rose said.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you calling. How Pop's doing, man? I hope he's doing all right. The streets are still praying for him. And once again, man, give a prayer and a shout-out to the chef, man. He's a little under the weather.
Yes, sir. I'll be following them and everything, checking them out, man. So I definitely do that. I keep them in my prayers, man. Pop's doing good. Everybody holding it down. Your little nephew, man, he had two goals in soccer, man. They undefeated. They 5-0. So they doing their thing, man. That's it. Spring ball. Boo got a spring ball game coming up on the 25th. Your little nephew got a birthday this week, October 27th. 17th. He'll be 6. So everybody's doing good, man. Thanks for asking. I love you guys. Show is hot.
No doubt. We about to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, I think we done found the chef. Then he got him off the bed up at the Cleveland Clinic. We got you, chef, when we come back for the commercial, baby.
give a shout out, man, to Global Network One. OG, I see you have an OU. Mondays and Fridays. Tax edition. We taxing that ass. Let's do it. With your boy Boogie and Ro. Streets is talking.
Niggas from the side watching, huh? Got $100,000 in my side pocket. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the lane. You know, huh? Do all that bitch, give boy. Me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch, give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
They black out. I'm like, huh? Ocho Cinco, that's a head banger. I see a bitch looking thirsty, told her gone, drank up, I head hunt. That new nigga, and what? Shorty got that Ocho, good head,
yeah.
And butt.
I'm like, boy, baby.
Let's go. All I got, bitches, is pipe, water, water. I done came hey, up overnight.
Look,
order,
bitch, you can't give me head to my leg, yeah. She gave me the brain, but that doesn't explain why these lanes be loving the company's bitches. I don't know shit about them, but they head shake. Yeah, fuck that pussy till her leg break. Bustin', got her dirty up another brown thing, waiting in the room like an egg crate. Oh, B-A-D.
B-A-D.
Boy, ho. And I got B-A-D. Bitches for my boys, yo, treat them like boy, I'm serving. Black suburban, swerving through the hood, getting head like turd. And he jump a good job, so she got a blowjob. Sucking it from 9 to 5, that bitch work. Kills.
I see you niggas from the side watch, huh? Got $100,000 in my side pocket, huh? All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg out, huh? Don't let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho
Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head.
Man, I say pimps up, hoes down, hoes down. I say that to say that I only recognize these bitches when they lift up. Or from the nose down, I tell a nose down, then watch it go down.
Let's go.
Bitch, I'm cold as ice.
Water,
ice. Put dick weight down your throat into your ice.
Water, go.
Let me get that for you. Your mama, cause you working. The way you twerking, you can fuck around and get a burger. She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fucking intercell it, scream it, open up the curtains like.
You know French cut, she got on French cut.
Yeah. I don't French kiss, I let my friends cut. Me and Red and an all red bench truck.
I told Lowe to get good head while I'm chauffeured. Mama told me get a nice girl with a good head on her shoulders. Shake down.
Shake down.
Came up on them back blocks. Her face on my belt buckle. That's what I call laptop. Side niggas from the side watching. Guess they got a side view. Puff got me in this penthouse. That's my view. That's my crew. That's Johnny. So she could come, boss. And her first choice was the number one boss. Niggas from the side watch.
Hey, yo, hold on. Fuck that car. Hold on with that car. Hold on. Stop the music.
Hold on.
Let me get some of this. Stop the music.
Stop,
let me get some, man.
Woo!
Hey, yo, check this out.
Yo, bitch. I'm a motherfucking living legend. I'm about to send these niggas through their fifth depression. And my ass is niggas speaking silly. I'm on the mountains and the streets are filming.
Ocho Cinco. We want to give a shout out to Chad Johnson, man. Ocho Cinco. He getting a tryout, man, up there in Montreal, man, with the CFL.
Ocho Cinco.
Huh?
Don't blow it.
Huh?
Chad. I wonder if he'll wear 85.
Chad going to go up there and headbutt the offensive coordinator. Before we
you
get back to the asylum, man, let's do
to the football field.
Five of them. Do a quick review, man. Talked about your boy Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao.
Bubba Watson winning his second Masters in 3 years, the 78th Masters. Talking a little bit about the year-end review on the NBA, a couple questions. Who's your MVP, your Rookie of the Year, your Sixth Man of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, all the awards, the accolades, who do you think? Who's your first team All-NBA this year? And just honestly, what's on your mind? Big up to Michael Phelps coming out of retirement. I know you smell the money. He want to be back on Subway commercials, huh, Ro?
Yeah, I'm glad he's making his debut in Arizona. He's right down the street from us. Big old aquatic center out there in Mesa. Going to be going down April 24th through 26th. Anybody want to see Michael Phelps? You already know he'd be on that good.
Also, Alden Smith detained at the Los Angeles International Airport, number one, for resisting to be searched on the second search, and also for saying he had a bomb, for a fake bomb. He was in jail for $20,000 bail, but he's posted. Should the 49ers take a chance and pay him the $9 million that in per that they're owed him by May 3rd, or should they cut ties with Mr. Smith? It's a lot of questions out there for the streets. And don't forget, I forgot to tell them, Ro. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah,
I had to
yeah,
say that
I
before we get
you.
Back into the asylum, man.
I love it when you be saying like, yeah, tell a friend, tell a friend. Yeah, man. We got to trademark that.
No question. But, bro, who we got coming in next in the asylum, man?
Oh, man, you know what time it is, man. You know, I'm glad to hear that this brother back on his tools. You know, all 10 toes still flat on the ground, you know what I mean, man? We had a little scare. But he reached out to us this evening, so you know where we going. We had to check on our dude, Chef. Yo, Chef, what's up with it, baby? You on with the streets, baby? You all right?
Man, I'm good, man. Y'all just like what made me mad. Chef who? Chef John.
Also, Chico, you heard the song. Don't disrespect.
Who is he?
One of the most prolific rappers to do it during his time. They made a song for him.
Man.
Ocho Cinco, give him his respect. Streets.
Man, who? Who? Who, man? Yeah, okay. What's up with the street? What's up with the streets tonight, man?
Let me ask you this question.
Let's go.
Did the Masters hurt without Tiger Woods present? Is golf hurting without him?
That's like the Masters going on without Fielder. You already know I heard it. You feel me? Like when I was a kid, right? I remember this during the Bulls, like when the Bulls was on their terror spree, and Tiger Woods was on the horizon, right? I didn't understand the concept to golf and the serious nature of how it even go. I didn't understand what Tiger Woods meant to the game back then. But as he was putting on them green coats, I really still wasn't understanding. I was like 10 years old probably. But, you know, now that I'm grown, I'm 27, like I understand the significance of what do it really mean. We have a young black man that came through golf and took the world by storm. So as him being a young master, a young black master champion, a green bandit, you know, his presence not being there, his absence like is critical. You see what I'm saying? So they lost a lot of opinion.
I also want to say this. He not only affected the black community. I mean, Tiger has charisma. He affected all races, I think, even the, you know, the white community.
True. But, hey, listen, just like I was going back to what I said on Friday, stop messing with these Caucasian women. You see what happened to his career?
Shit!
Tucker talking about he got knee injuries. Tiger crash the Lamborghini ranges. Tiger ain't been the same since. Leave these white women alone, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all something.
What do you think about Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao? Give me your overview on that fight.
I'm not shocked about that. Did I watch the fight yet? No. You know, I'm uninterested. But I did check out the last six of the 12 rounds. Me been sitting in this hospital on and off for the last past couple hours and days. So I did check the six of the 12 out because they said the first six was like, oh, some weird. But you know, Pacquiao dominated 6-12, man, hands down. I don't know what the ref saw or the judges saw that first fight, but you know, we showed why he's pound for pound considered one of the best. He went in and did what he had to do and took an undefeated champion to, well, an undefeated fighter to, now he ever lost. So, I don't know, you know, I ain't really too hyped about it.
Switching gears to the NBA.
Oh,
your year
God.
In review. Give us your thoughts. MVP, Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, all those things. And if you can, Street Question of the Night. Your first team All NBA.
Ooh. MVP, Kevin Durant. Hands down. Let me see. MVP Kevin Durant, all defensive player, I got to go Anthony Davis.
Everybody's talking about Anthony Davis.
Or you know what, though, to be honest with you, man, and I must say this, though, I wouldn't even put Anthony Davis. Do you want me to tell you who I put there? I give it to Jakim Noah. I let him get it this year. Because you got to. What'd you say? Player of the Year, MVP. What'd you say? What else?
Rookie of the Year.
Ooh. Anthony Bennett.
See, you got me on that one because I said I made a bad decision saying he was the number one overall pick.
Man.
Yeah, I went with that, and I also picked the Toronto Raptors to get to the playoffs.
Man, no, but I gotta give it to that. I don't know, man. Michael Carter, when he started off very strong, man. But oh man, it's like hella weak, man. I don't know. This rookie class is here, like Victor. No, yeah, I'm going with that VO kid.
Oh, that Victor.
That Hoosier. That's what I'm going with.
Let me ask you this. It's winding down.
Oh, yeah.
Less than a month away. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
Oh, my God.
But before we get to that, who's your first team All-NBA, man?
Man, you know what? I really didn't want to answer that first, but I'm about to give it to y'all flat out. And I ain't about to hate on nobody or none of that. All NBA first team has to be, man. This year, man, I would lace it just like this, like, and it can't be laced no better. I would give it to Chris. I really don't want to give it to Chris Paul because I'm a Tony Parker fan, to be honest with y'all. But if I had to just give it all the way out, I had to go Chris Paul. I give it to Terrence Ross. I give it to LeBron James. Well, it go KD. It go KD, James, Duncan. Duncan, James, Durant, Ross, Paul.
Yeah, I like that. That ain't bad. That's a good one.
Hands down. Hands down.
That's a good one. I ain't mad at it. I knew you was going to throw Tim Duncan in there since you couldn't get Tony Parker from France over that. You see, I knew you was going to do that.
You can go with TP, too, though. Like, you really can, though. You can take TP, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could. You could, but the way Pop runs his team, you really can't give him that spot. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that one. Now, let me ask you this, man. Big news that everybody been talking about, man, and either this dude that bumped his head again, pulled a sucker attack.
Man.
What's going on with your boy Alden Smith up in the LAX airport talking about, yeah, I got a bomb on me, by the way. What's wrong with Alden, man?
Man, look, I'm about to tell y'all something. I applaud him. Hey, listen. And I'm going to tell you why I applaud him, right? Because, look, you got four and six Yankees around you. You, hey, what are you, Kelly, right?
Yep, straight LAX, baby.
He's in Kelly. We're known for jumping on black people. And they trying to really, man, if you really look at the, I see the video from like 7 or 8 different angles. Like, it was like we're trying to get tad bit aggressive on them. So, to beat the situation, he just sit up and say he got a bomb on them. Was it the smartest move in the world? No, but it was very clever. Now he in a whole bunch of trouble because, honestly, when you say things like that, man, in the airport, that's a Fed case. You going Feds.
Yeah, you ain't gotta have no head wrap on your head for them to treat you bad by saying you have a bomb on you.
Man. Oh, man, he just shooting his rig, man. He's shooting his rig, man. He just crazy.
Like they say in the streets, man, he messing with them alphabet boys, man, when he's saying stuff like that.
He's starting to scare me, y'all. I ain't even gonna... Let me tell you something. It's a difference from being, man, dumb, and it's a difference just being stupid. With the things that he does, it's just outrageous. Like, it's just stupid. I just don't understand it. Like, but I ain't here to judge that man. I just think he just stupid. Get the money, baby, first. Look, before you put a move off like that, man, get the money first. Get the money. Damn, man.
Let me ask you this. With what didn't happen so far, is this a Roger Goodell type of, you know, incident that to where, you know, he's going to step in, or is this a 49ers issue to where they're going to handle it?
Man. Man, oh, man. We're going to wish. He's a hell of a player. What they say, I was listening to the ESPN earlier. You know, I already covered my eyes earlier. So they was talking about how there's not no player in the league that has more sacks than him than Jared Allen. And for him to be that dynamic and for his style of play to be looked about like that now, right now, and for him to keep making the same dumb mistakes. Like, let's just be honest. This year is the year of the dummies. We got Richie from the Eagles. He want to call people an N-word. It's just too much going on this year. We got people getting caught up in sex acts. We got the Sue. You know, Sue, he shoot his rag every year. It just... Alden Smith and the Dominican Sue, y'all just shoot y'all reg every year. Y'all gonna sit up here, do something ignorant, and y'all just gonna face the consequences. It be costing y'all hundreds of thousands of dollars, and y'all still make the same simple, dumb mistakes repeatedly. I just don't understand them guys. Least, but look, the difference between the Dominican Sue and Alden Smith, man, Sue get that money first. Sue got that money.
And then he spend it on fines.
Then he's spending up, but he getting that money. It's a difference. See, man, Smith, people going to look at him as a person. He going to be the new, what's the dude's name, Ocho Cinco? He going to be the next Ocho Cinco or T.O. a person who to take chances on. No, like Pac-Man Jones. Y'all know how Pac-Man Jones is. Catching, man. You know,
absolutely, good point.
You feel me? Teens ain't going to want to sit up here and take that chance on them. They don't care about no stop play. But, you know, man, nice try for saying you got a bomb on them. Nice try.
You made a valid point that, again, from not wanting to just abuse him, because when I looked at the video from TMZ, he looked very calm to me.
That's how you, man, let me tell you something. I commend him. I don't know about what y'all feel about him. Y'all might call him you big dummy and all that, but I commend him. You hear me? Because if I knew I got these six Cracker Jacks around me trying to sit up here and slap, man, listen, I'm going to pull the same move off, and I might just start trying to take off my shoe.
Straight.
You hear me? You hear me, man? Man, listen, man. Man.
That's what you got to do, man, when you're from the streets. And like I was telling El Boogie, man, come on, man. This is the second time you stopped the dude. Not only did you stop him at the beginning of the gate, but you wait till he get almost down to where he's going, and then you want to stop him again? Yeah, it ain't fair that you told him you had a bomb, but, yeah, you know, you did the right thing, homie. You just looking at it tasing your big black ass.
Man, listen, man, I got hit six times that taser. That, man, it's man, you know, it do a little effect. But it don't really, man, after the, man, look. Man?
Yeah, but I don't want to get tasered. I'm a little dude. If it hit me, boy, I'm going to be shaking like a fish out of the water.
Let me ask y'all this question before I go. Who in and who's out? Who's going to be that eighth seed in that West?
Woo! That's a good question. As much as I want Phoenix, because they're playing each other right now in Phoenix, Memphis and the Grizzlies. Man, Memphis and the Grizzlies, wow. Memphis Grizzlies and the Phoenix Suns are playing right now.
Is they? It's getting.
Yes, they are. This game here, if the Suns win, they'll be in the eighth spot. If they lose, you might as well say Memphis clinch. And I'm going to go with the Memphis Grizzlies. I just don't think the Suns have that pedigree to win a one-game playoff with the experience as Memphis does. They might, but I don't think so. I'm going with Memphis. Not me. Not so fast, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I'm going with them Suns, man. The Suns got to find a way to get it done. They had an opportunity to make the gap closer or put themselves in the advantage, but they lost to Dallas on Saturday night, which cost them. And then they had a back-to-back against San Antonio. Had the lead and lost that game as well. So now they playing Memphis. Yeah, they playing Memphis right now. It's going to be a tough game. But if they can win, then it's one more game, you know, tomorrow or Wednesday, I should say, that would determine which one of them will get eight. But Memphis, if they win tonight, you know, you win your head. So the playoffs have started already for the Western Conference. So it's going down already. I got Phoenix.
I'm gonna say this, man. It's a lot of teams that do not want to play them two teams in the playoffs. And as me being a San Antonio fan, I'm gonna be so honest with y'all. Even though we break them boys down all season long, I am terribly terrified of Memphis. Because when they on, they on. There's no in-between. When them guys on, there's on, man. And Mike Conley, and man, I was just sitting up here. I wish I could sit a kite. You know what? I got to holler at Dan Gilbert, man. That's what I got to do. Look, I'm hollering at my partner. Look, man, let's make something happen, man. Let's re-sign this guy Kyrie, and let's trade him. Let's trade them. I take Conley and Randolph all day for Tristan Thompson, Kyrie Irving, and Alonzo Gee. All day long.
Yeah, you better go talk to DDG about that one because, you know, I don't know how he's looking. He the one that picked Anthony Bennett, right? No, Dad Gilbert.
Man,
you might need to talk to him because whoever his talent scout is, they got it wrong this year.
Hey, Ro, man, why you always trying to be funny, Ro?
I'm not, man. I'm just saying. You see, I'm just pointing out what's real, dog. You know, we in the streets, man.
We're in the streets. Since we're in the streets, why you keep trying to jump on my Cleveland teams, man? You see what I'm saying?
I don't jump on your teams. I try to jump on the bandwagon.
And speaking of Cleveland teams, you're the GM right now. If any player that you would want besides just Baby and Clowney, who you got? Oh, you're on the clock. Who you going to pick?
I'm telling you right now, if I had the number one pick at all, I don't care. I'm picking Sammy Watkins. I don't care about
him. Wow, everybody's high on Sammy.
I'm gonna tell y'all why I'm high on him, though. He's have the same criteria once as a Desmond Howard. I'm so sold on him. And once the season starts, we're going to see why if he goes to the right teams. Even if he don't go to the right teams. He reminds me of another Cecil Shorts, but he's just way quicker than Cecil Shorts. You put him in that slot, who's going to check him? You can't even double that man. Leave the ball 15 yards, he's going to get that ball. I'm not sold on this Clowney dude. Dude is lazy. Why are they giving this man more credit than he got coming to him? He lazy. He don't make that extra push to be a number one. Y'all see that all year. Is we being honest?
I don't know. I think he just took a break because, you know, he was already going to be the number one pick regardless.
Man,
it's
no.
Just,
that's not what,
it's
no,
just
no,
amazing
no.
to me. Let me explain myself when I say that. It's amazing to me how – when last year's draft was coming about, Ty McShay, all these other guys, Merrill Hodge, you know, they talking about Mel Kiper, just sit out. He don't even have to play this season. If he sits out, he'll still be the number one pick. And then the dude decides to, okay, I'm just going to suit up just for the simple fact that I'm a football player. And I'm going to go out here and show that, you know, I'm going to be part of the team. And so he don't give it 100% because he's been told that he's going to be the number one pick regardless. So what, he took a couple plays off. Now he's lazy. Now he can't be the number one pick because, you know, he didn't have a great season that matched up to the season before. Let me tell you something. South Carolina still won 11 games this year with him in and off the field regardless. But, I mean, they won 11 games every year that he was on the field. So watch what happens when South Carolina don't have him next year. Watch and see what happens to that defense. It's amazing to me. I'm just saying, he's cool. He's going to be a lot better in the league. When they let them reins off, Chef, it's going to be lights out for a lot of running backs. Let me tell you that.
That's L Boogie, can I go in on him for 30 seconds, L Boogie?
You got 30 seconds. Let's go, Chef.
Matt, listen here, T-Ro. You want me to tell you what makes you a number one pick? You want me to tell you that, T-Ro? What makes you a number one pick is going above and beyond. You treat every down like it's your last. You don't take breaks. Winners does not take breaks, man. Never, man. And as you being a sports fan and a fan of all sports, you know that. So with that being said, if that's your number one pick, it's let me know your persona in life. If that's the number one pick to you, that man not put his all in every down that's being played. And that's all
I got. Let me tell you this. If Houston drafts that boy, you will see what damage that he is going to cause. Because it ain't nobody in the league who can stop J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney coming off of both ends. I guarantee you that.
and you go see what's going to happen. And I'm telling you, it don't matter what team he really goes to, it's going to be a lot of guys that's going to be like, man, that guy's a little bit better than what I anticipated. How you just watch to see. The dude been special since he was in the eighth grade. Jeff, you just watch. This dude is going to be the number one pick, and he about to give people hell.
Man, that's cool.
A lot of them.
That's, man, I love here, man. I love your sports world, the streets, man. Get at me, man. Instagram. ATASTEOFHEAVEN _. Get at me, y'all. Taste of Heaven. 714 Liberty Street. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. A Taste of Heaven. Open up a Tower City. Terminal Towers in like 42 days. Lemonade stands, cocoa water, coconut water, smoothies, tropical salads, man, organic turkey clubs, whatever, anything organic lifestyle we bringing into y'all face value in Cleveland.
Ooh,
I love y'all, man. We here, man. We making a change for the better. So with that being said, if y'all want to keep them summer bodies, tell a friend, or tell a friend, or tell another girlfriend, tell a man. I love y'all, man.
You know what it is, boy. That's
we
a
love
lot
you,
girl,
man.
But...
Hey, get well soon.
Indeed.
Well, we're up against the break. We're about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this basketball. I'm going to give you my first team All-NBA. I'm also going to talk about the Major League Baseball. Early. Streets is talking. Let's go.
Come on, baby girl, let's make this money. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. She got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment.
While laid out,
I only kiss her when she on it.
Remix.
White Ferrari and she got me doing donuts.
Be that while my stroke game be on point. Yeah, started losing her mind. Her composure, most of her voice. And she say she hate the word moist, but she can't escape from that vibe. You can play fight with that cat. Me a killer pussy 9 times. I slow it down, let me slow it down. Ever since I hit that, look at that shit, I got you poking now. Numbers we ain't throwing now, not me, no way, no how. Cause you know them screenshot bros, always gonna run they mouth. Okay, I'm far too drunk, I'm not driving. You know Olu bars on fire. Little green and white in my pocket. So the song is now back, I'm Nara. Caught up in the wrong timing. Yeah, Jacob made my medallion. Just post up, but don't coach much. But I love stadium talent.
Yeah. All the right colors, I let you count my money. Don't think that you own me. Keep my bag of money, you're my bag of honey. I be in your trap, trap. Why you yelling, fuck me? I be on some other shit. Maybach go up in his bed. Tell you about the mother niggas. They be lying about they figures. I'm about it, I pull the trigger. Y'all be so lame. Killing the game, I dance in the bank. We so mafioso, you ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never, no, 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 no.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a gun. My bitch amazed. Showstopper, work at the titty club. Pussy pop, top drop, white on white, see 45. I burned up from 5 o'clock until 6:45. Mr. 60 Minutes, Mr. Chanel and Fendi. I hit her in the Porsche and burned her up in new Infinity. Plus a bitch, a roller, JFK, she Mrs. Kennedy. Rose gold, hills of hers, diamonds and furs. Woman, none swag. One-on-one bag, look like a duffel bag of money. She be young bag, and I'm the young swag.
Young thug, nigga, drug dealer, MMG affiliated, plug, nigga. That 50K on that fake check, 20 bands on that Birkin bag, 1200 on that dinner day, we eat off the floor. Rinse for flour, put you on that next level shit. World is loud.
Got my top cap, top back, shorty, you can come outside. We can ride, driving 88, you know how we drive. You just want somebody that's consistent and that will provide. I'm just trying to live in your division when your legs divide. Take you high, you say your man don't appreciate you. He should learn to be more grateful for somebody that's been faithful. If daddy try and play you, you know try and CVJ you. I just want to make you rain like we in the month of April. When we hella young, let's have some fun and never be on dummy. Got a good sense of humor, but you can't be acting funny. And you will get A for dinner, but I'm hungry for some money. Every time I go and get it, then I let you count it for me.
My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick's bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a son. I blow it fast, so you know I got a son. Hold up.
I'm looking like a money, money, money bag. That's why these niggas want me bad. Cause I'm so fucking special. Diamonds and precious metals. Giuseppe Stilettos, I'm the queen of the ghetto. Trina, I stay winning. I keep these niggas spinning. I'm looking for a boss. Let me be your lieutenant. Let me be your masseuse. Fire head in the coupe. Menage in the suite. Well, you know I'm the treat.
You back in the asylum. We need a bag of money. Especially in the streets. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I know we got the entertainment part of the show on Fridays, but I just got to put this out here. Baby Cuz shot me a kite. Told me that meet me from Love and Hip Hop, who used to be messing around with Stevie J. Got a sex tape. Oh my.
Ooh.
WorldStarHipHop, baby. .com. It's the streets, baby.
It's what up? Yeah, she tried to portray herself, and she was all sweet and innocent and laughing, kicking that, drinking champagne with a leg crossed, with the diamonds blinging.
You ain't nothing but a freak holding your left leg up high. Listen to this, bro. They all are in their own kind of way, especially when you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, listen, we want to give a shout-out also once again to Global Network One, you know what I mean, sponsored by Ustream, 365 Live, you know what I mean, all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia. We want to give a shout-out, you know what I mean, to the sports officials, you know, OG, Nilly Neal, Mitch, T-Nick, give those guys a shout-out also. They had a good show yesterday, you know. Heaven on Youth, what
yeah,
the deal,
man.
Baby?
I missed that one yesterday, L Boogie, man, in the gym, man, with my son in these tournament games. You know, man, I missed out yesterday.
Man. Anymore?
Yeah,
let me say this, bro. Keeping your street sweep before we get to the shout-outs, man. What you got sweeping tonight?
Man, you know what it is. Michael Phelps making a return out of retirement, man. Going to be swimming down up in Mesa, Arizona. Going to be getting his backstroke on. You know what I mean? It's going to be big. And I know it's going to be a lot of people coming out to the show. You know what I mean? You also got, man, the WNBA draft was tonight. After the UConn women got it done, you know what I mean? They went in at that WNBA draft. And your girl from Stanford, Shiny Oligwiggly, my bad, baby, for torturing your name, but you know you got one of them names that put you in the dirt. I'm going to get it right. Oh, Wamiki, Shiny Ogwumiki, congratulations. You was the number one pick. You going to the Connecticut Sun. Hope you can get it done. And then the number two pick was your girl, Odyssey Fields, the point guard from Baylor. She's going out to the Tulsa Shock to team up with your girl. Ooh. Oh, I can't wait to see that, L Boogie. They going to be getting it in. Two left-handers. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be going down. But, you know, the WNBA draft is still going on. If you want to check it out, it's on ESPN2, man. You can get a glimpse of all the girls being drafted. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, one more time, big ups to our boy, Big Bubba. Bubba Watson winning his second green jacket, L Boogie, at the 78 Masters. Want to give a big shout-out to my dude, Jordan Spieth, straight out of Dallas, went to a little private school called Dallas Jesuit out there in Dallas, man. And, you know, went to Texas for 1 year, came back, first year of Masters, almost became the youngest dude to ever win the Masters. Would have been special. But his bio got tight, L Boogie, what happened?
Oh, yeah. It got ugly for him. Couple of, you know what I mean, bogeys. You know what I mean, boogie bogeys. I want to give a shout-out to the University of Union, man. They upstate New York, up there near Albany. They won, you know what I mean, the NCAA, you know what I'm saying, Division I hockey championship against Minnesota. Big shout-out to those guys up there.
Yes, they did. That was an upset. I mean, that's a Cinderella story for the ages, L Boogie, in college hockey. And a big shout-out to Damian Lillard, man, the second person to sign a big contract with Adidas, man. 10 years, $100 million for Damian Lillard with a contract for Adidas, L Boogie. So now we got D-Rose, 13 years, $185 million. And now we got Damian Lillard, 10 years for $100 with Adidas. So we should be having some fresh shoes from Adidas from here on out, you know what I mean?
Wow, they have a couple guys, including him, Derrick Rose, John Wall, Drew Holiday. They got a couple guys who wear that Adidas shoe. So on that pro level, hopefully that, I mean, this is the number one selling shoe in the world. And I say that to say because we're talking about in the world. We know the United States world rules, Nike or Jordan. Let's be honest. But we're talking about world people. That's why we're www.thestreetsistalking.com. And when we talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. Hey, yo, Ro, you got some shout-outs, man, before we get out of here?
Oh, L Boogie, yeah, you know, I want to give a couple of special shout-outs, man, before we get up out of here, dog. You know, to my dude, man, AJ, you know, Global Network One, man, keeping us hooked up, keeping us tight at night, you know what I mean? Appreciate it, AJ. Sports officials, man, the big brothers, let's join on, man. It's sports big things, you know what I mean? Can't wait to hear from B with their entertainment on Friday. Man, special shout-out once again, man, North Park, Texas, stand up. I know it's going to be a big, big weekend this weekend, man. One of my homies, man, that was true to it all, man, my dude, Sanford Porche, man, better known as Fleetwood, man. Everybody knew him as Fleetwood, man. And, man, he passed away, you know, Saturday morning, man, and he had cancer, dog. So I'm going to tell all my men out there that be checking us out on the streets, man, make sure you get yourself checked and make sure you take care of yourself, man. Health is very important to us all, man, and we got to make sure we stay on here on this earth as long as we can, man. So, you know, if you're not one of the ones that take your vitamins or get your exercise running or, you know, playing basketball or whatever it is that you do, you know, get you some exercise then. Start popping a vitamin here and there or, you know, so whatever you need to do to keep yourself, you know, going, because we got, man, hey, man, it's nothing but love from the streets on this side. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, L Boogie. And you know, Jewels, I see you, baby, back on assignment, back on that road. Studio guest, Blue 622. You know how we get down. You know what it is. My niece was in the studio, too, but she done took off. What you got, L Boogie?
Man, shout out to Ray-Ban, man. That's Raven up in the studio, man. Niece, what the deal? Man, shout out to the world. Man, want to give a shout out to God, you know what I mean, for blessing us, for giving it, you know what I mean, letting us do our thing. Also, I want to give a shout out to greatness for letting us be how we be when we be. So I want to, you know what I mean, give a shout out to Cookie Meeks, everybody down on 93rd and Huff, in the asylum, up in Thurgood, all the youngins that's, you know what I'm saying, trying to fulfill their dream in life. And I just want to tell them, keep pushing and pursuing your happiness. And don't let not even me or your teacher tell you you can't be what you want to be. Hey, this is streets, man.
You already know. I'm going to have to get that Nas song on the joint, man. You know, that was a big song back in the day. I know I can't. I know I can't be what I want to be. Be what I want to be. Yeah, we're going to get that on the show.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets Is Talking. And listen, if you missed the show, go back, podcast if you want to hear yourself. Man, you can always listen to the show or any show, Mondays and Fridays. Get your street cred up. And remember, it was the tax edition. We did a lot of taxing tonight. Special, you know what I'm saying, shout out to all the callers as well, for Jewel's the G, the super producer, you know what I mean, and my cellmate, co-host T-Roe. I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, send us a kite. Email us, thestreetsistalking@gmail.com. Facebook us, you know what I mean? Search us, the streets, baby.
Hold on, L Boogie, I got one question for you before we get ready to get up out of this joint. Is your boy Oscar Pistorius Think Tank going to get life? Is he going to jail?
Like Bernie Mac said in Players Club, he's in trouble, trouble, trouble. He won't see daylight. He's going to die in there, and he's going to rot like his tink tink leg. Like how
that's
he
cold.
Should.
That's cold, man. I don't know what he was
and
thinking
I
that
hate
night, but he could have done it.
Listen to this. I don't care how frustrating it is or how bad or how insecure you are. You're not God. You don't take a life prematurely. Like how he did.
Yeah. A nice one at that.
And listen to this. She could be, you know what I mean, whatever she can be. We're just looking at the outside. She looks beautiful on her skin. She could be ugly in the inside, but that's not worth killing her.
Right.
Because there's some young ladies who's pretty physically, but we know they could be a bitch.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's not look at it on that end, or just because she looks great on the physical, she could be very demanding, could be very controlling, can make him feel insecure. But regardless of that, you don't premeditate you blowing her away like that. That's not equivalent. That doesn't stand up. That's not valid.
Hey, my first team all NBA. Take this, CP3, KD, LBJ, LaMarcus Aldridge, and your boy Roy Hibbert. Even though he ain't hit a point. It's this Thursday or last Tuesday. Come on, Ryan, we're getting right.
Well, you know, my first team All NBA. I know this sounds crazy. Steph Curry, Paul George, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Mr. Give Me Some Love, Kevin Love at the five spot.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My first team All NBA.
Yeah, that's a nice five. I mean, there was a lot of, hey, everybody agreed on one thing. LeBron was on that first team. You know, we left off Melo. What about Jakeem Noah? He had a hell of a season. What about your boy Anthony Davis? Had a hell of a season down there in Pelican Land. What about your boy Al Jefferson out there with the Bobcats? Woo! What about Eric Bledsoe? Damn, Bill Boogie, we left a lot of names off the list, baby.
And guess what? They just going to picture him rolling. We'll see you once again Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, in the asylum. Get your street cred up. Juelz the G, T-Row, I'm L Boogie. We in the streets. Let's go. Picture us rolling.
Thinking of the G's I'll be hosting. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga talk, dude. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remain, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, 10 no chrome. Head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas time to clock it. Get the liquor and you can get the female. The spooky shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket. And this pocket, nigga, picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities.
All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there?